Tor Christensen has won three previous terms on the Assembly and lost his seat once. He's the veteran campaigner in this crop of candidates. His approach to the question of economic development is practical.
Well, this is always, pretty much every Assembly election, the $64,000 question. And the problem, of course, is that city government is limited to a certain extent on what it can do to promote the economy. But there are some things we have been doing, we should continue, and other things we can do. I think that the first requirement for the city is to provide good infrastructure.
Christensen said the experience he would bring to the Assembly table has been hard won. He works for Southeast Regional Emergency Medical Services. Stephen Eisenbeiss is a former Marine who served three combat tours in Iraq. He runs a downtown store with his wife. He admitted that part of the solution to increasing municipal revenues in Sitka was a little controversial.
And that's marijuana. Whether you support it or not, there is a chance that the state is going to pass a law legalizing marijuana. I do feel that the city attorney hit the nail on the head when she said, we need to look into this. We need to get on top of this now so that we're not left in the dust.
It's Alaska voters who will be deciding the marijuana issue in November when they see ballot Proposition 2, along with propositions on the minimum wage and mining in Bristol Bay. Eisenbeiss also suggested using taxes to incentivize business. He'd done it himself to good effect in the popular game SimCity. Aaron Wamsley says he's flat out in love with Sitka. He moved here 10 years ago, married, and just bought a house. He's worried about Sitka becoming too expensive by buying frivolous projects.
Like a library. I think a library is a great idea. Do we need it? Do we want it? The dam project. Do we need it? Do we want it? That came in way over budget. And what are we doing? We're pawning that off on the rest of the Sitka.
Wamsley supervises a dorm at Mount Edgecombe High School. He favors building more apartments for affordable housing, and he backed full funding for schools. Not so with Lillian Feldpouch. The current Sitka Tribal Council member thought the city was already living beyond its means, as was the school district.
As voters, we took it to, it was brought to us about the Performing Arts Center. That was, you know, was it a need or a want? For now, those funds are being taken away to help continue to run it are taken away from our education from our children.
Feldpouch works at Wells Fargo. She thought Sitka should consider raising taxes on undeveloped land to encourage development. Like Aaron Wamsley, Tristan Gavon is also a relative newcomer to town and just as committed to his new home. Gavon worked in the Ukraine with the U.S. Peace Corps before settling here and studied economics and public policy at Tufts University. He looks at education as an investment.
I would fund education. I would fund our schools to the cap because I believe that education is the best investment you can make for the future. If we're going to have a vibrant community 10 years out, 20 years out, 30 years out, we need to invest in children. We need to invest in them from a young age, from preschool on up, and even before that.
Gavon has been deputy general manager for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and directs the language revitalization effort for the Sitka Native Education Program. Sitka voters will see seven names on the Assembly ballot when they go to the polls on October 7th. Richard Parmalee and Denny Daniels both dropped out of the race after the deadline passed for printing ballots. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.